This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And Joni Abbott. She'll be joining us this hour as well. Always excited to have Joni on board. You know, especially yesterday after we talked about the breastfeeding video we did together. No, that was not me actually showing you how to breastfeed. Nothing like that. YouTube said, no, it's not ad-worthy.
What?
No, I know. It's just weird. I'm just trying to figure out.
Are you going
to
start the show off like that?
Well, how are you supposed to start the show off, Super Don?
Just with a cringe.
There's no cringe there. Listen.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
No. You could probably like do a little Leche League consultation or something. I mean, there's plenty of infants to latch on and all that stuff. But we got Joni Abbott this hour from Homegrown Health. So she's going to, we'll talk about that. She's got some upcoming events we want you all to be at if you can be there. And we'll get there, of course. We got a couple hours of broadcast healing here on GCN. And the links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. For you millennials out there, that's robertscottbell.com, okay? Is that an inside joke or not? No, I think not. No. We love our millennials.
You're just offending everybody already.
Jeez. I think it's that coffee bean from yesterday that I ate, and it's still happening. So we'll have a good time. You know, and it's not me delaying the opening topic. You know how sometimes, Super Don, you'll throw a topic at me. I'll go, really? We got to do that again? And this topic that we're going to open with, it's not, I really never say, no, we're not going to do that again, because I could do 2 hours a day on this topic every day, and we'll still not run out of it. My only concern is for you, our loyal, loving listeners, would you tire of it if that's all we did, one topic? You know, and that's why some people say, well, how come you don't do a show about silver every day? Well, I could, but this is not a one-topic show. It's about health and healing. It's about the principles of health and healing. And, of course, we apply those principles of health and healing into all areas of our world, our life. And that includes physical health, emotional health, mental health, spiritual health, economic health, and political health. And if there are other healths that I forgot about, you'll let me know. You can do that. Go to robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL and let me know if I missed a health on that list. As we open today's show, I saw a very, very pointed, interesting article on this very subject. You're probably wondering what subject it is. Well, I'll let you guess after you hear this.
Vaccines.
Was that Vincent Price scaring us away? That was pretty intimidating.
So I get the feeling we're going to be talking about vaccines, huh?
If there was any indication that was obvious, that was it right there. Props to you, Super Don. Another healthy, unhealthy theme song about vaccines. And this opening, did I miss this guy, Jeremy Hammond? Jeremy R. Hammond?
I'm not familiar with him. No.
We got to reach out to him. I like this. He's got a blog, and his headline says, American Academy of Pediatrics refuses to back vaccine claims with science. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Somebody else noticed? And not only did he notice, but he pushed back on the AAP. What does the AAP stand for? As I've said about the AAP for many, many years here, they've never met a vaccine that they didn't want to inject into your children twice or three times, as often as they can, right? All vaccines are good. Add it to the list. You can count on us and our pediatricians that are members of the AAP. They will vaccinate indiscriminately because, well, gosh darn it, the CDC says so. And conflicts of interest be damned. We're going to follow what the CDC says. Never mind that $3 billion has been paid out to families of vaccine-injured and killed children since about 1988. Never mind that, anybody with a lick of common sense would say injecting toxic medicaments that you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle might be, not a good idea. And you might acknowledge the fact that the science has never been conducted officially in a peer-reviewed journal that I know of, anyway. Maybe there is one. That has studied all of these years, the health, general health reports of children who have been fully vaccinated versus children who have never been vaccinated. You know, little things like that could give us a clue as to, you know, whether it's an ideal goal to throw every vaccine at a child. So the question about the AAP, since they argue, it's like, well, all the science is settled. They're one of those groups, right? In their press release, the AAP says this, vaccines prevent cancer. No, they don't, but they say it. So it must be true because they're the AAP, right? They're the American Academy of Pediatrics. They claim that all the vaccine links to autism have been disproven by a robust body of medical literature. Not true. They say that claims that vaccines are unsafe when administered according to the CDC's recommended schedule have likewise been disproven by a robust body of medical literature. So they're out there. They're on the record. They're not hiding. This is what they say. They have solid science on their behalf. Or do they? So when pushed and asked to provide citations from medical literature to support those claims, the AAP said, nah, no comment. No comment at all. All right? What about, let's ask specific questions here. The claim that you say vaccines or a specific vaccine prevents cancer, any or all of them, can you provide a direct study? Anything, direct me, show me, point me, where's the study in the peer-reviewed medical literature showing that any vaccine prevents cancer? Boys and girls, you and I know there isn't one. But give them the benefit of the doubt. Come on. You believe it? You say it? Where is it? You're the scientific organization. No, you're a trade association claiming that science is backing you up. He asked the AAP about directing him to the studies that refer to, the possibility of genetically susceptible subpopulations. That was a reasonable question. Have you considered that there might be susceptible or vulnerable subpopulations among the children you say vaccines are safe for? Because you say they're safe and all of the bodies of evidence you have are disproving any link. I think it's a reasonable question. How about, can you point me to the studies that compared, as I mentioned earlier, the health outcomes for children who are vaccinated and children who are not? No answer from the AAP. This was done by email. Then a phone call follow-up. Lisa Black, the AAP's media relations manager, she said, I will get back to you. I'm sure we've got the answers. And then she finally replied and said, yeah, just check the AAP website. There's a post right there. List of those studies. Okay, when you go to the studies on the AAP website that claim vaccines prevent forms of cancer, it's not there. None of them. It's not there. No tests, no studies conducted to see about healthy populations who are vaccinated versus healthy populations who are unvaccinated or vice versa. Any of that, it's not there. So no comparative outcomes. And, what about the vaccines and autism link? They refer to the safety review at the Institute of Medicine, which doesn't say it's been disproven either. This is an interesting thing because the IOM, we've been critical of the IOM, but they acknowledge that, the jury's still out. Just saying it quickly here, because you can read this whole article, it's long. But they say, it's probably not, but it's not been disproven. In other words, it hasn't been debunked. The idea that vaccines cause autism. It's possible. Okay? So they leave it as an open-ended maybe. But the AAP points to the IOM to say that there's our proof. And then they say we don't need any more studies. The studies have been conducted. Despite the IOM saying, hey, they haven't. We probably should and could look at that, but we'll recommend that you don't. You don't really need to. And of course, the same reason is given why they don't need to look more into it, because they're concerned if something is found that it would cause many more parents to not be compliant with the CDC schedule as recommended by drone pediatricians who don't think for themselves, who only do what they're told, just as the Nuremberg trials prove that you are not innocent just because you followed orders. So eventually you'll go through this article and it sort of gets hostile at the end. They hang up on him because he keeps pushing. It's like, dude, when you make these statements, the least you could do is back it up, right? You're a scientifically minded group supporting vaccines for children because you say that they're good for everybody and they harm no one, despite the lack of science to back up the claim that you make. Even the CDC Director of Immunization Safety, Dr. Frank DiStefano, admitted in an interview in 2014 that it's a possibility that vaccines could trigger autism in genetically susceptible individuals. Again, contradicting the entire AAP statement. I mean, this is big. I mean, for those of you who are part of the AAP, if you're a pediatrician out there, or those of you who have pediatricians that are aligned with the AAP, I would think seriously about disconnecting yourself from those pediatricians because they're obviously not grounded in real science. And there's the HPV, of course, which was added more recently, in recent years, out of England, and SaneVax has got this, SaneVax.org, talking about the HPV vaccine aftermath. It's now creating new diseases or conditions in children who are receiving it. Gardasil. Call it Gardasil psychosis. Girls being just wiped out, some out of existence, driven into menopause, Guillain-Barré, neurological mysteries, and now they're calling it psychosis. It's a mental disorder. Let's commit your children now. You're partly paralyzed by the vaccine? No, that paralysis is in your mind too. Folks, one day we're going to look back, and longtime listeners are already looking back that way and looking at the current vaccine schedule and those who promote it and saying these people support junk science, or in many cases, no science at all. How about the science to support breastfeeding? Is it superior to baby formula? Or will YouTube pull it for lack of ad interest? We'll talk to Joni Abbott next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Do you want my Joni Abbott? We want some Joni Abbott. How about some Joni? I want my Joni.
You got plenty of Joni.
Hooray! Joni Abbott is back from Homegrown Health, my good buddy. And, last time we were together, we got to hang out in Quad Cities, Iowa, and all of that for the big event up there. And it was really cold. I'm sure it's, has spring sprung yet up there?
Spring has sprung. The grass is green. The birds are chirping, and the temps are staying in the 40s and 50s. And for us, well, that's a massive improvement from the last time you were here.
Yeah, right. I was hearing from our board op, Ben, that it was like maybe in the 60s yesterday, and everybody in Minnesota is running around naked. So 40s and 50s, pretty okay.
Yep, sounds great. It's going really well.
Yeah, speaking of naked, at least we talk about breastfeeding for babies, right? And don't be offended. Come on. This is something that's very important for nutrition of kids. And, you know, yesterday we got word from Jeffrey Jackson that he got a message from YouTube that a YouTube video he did got, I won't say outright censored. We're not calling it that. But somehow it was removed from potential for any advertising. And then we got the same letter specific to a segment we did together on breastfeeding, I think. And I don't know if you remember, because we've done a lot of different radio segments together over the years, but I have an audio clip of it if you want to hear it. Maybe you can pick out, because we couldn't figure out why it wasn't ad-worthy. I thought it was really a good segment. So are you up for giving us your perspective?
I would love to hear it.
Okay. So
totally.
Joni,
from a mom who's breastfed nearly 18,000 hours in her lifetime, yes, I would love to hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you're well qualified. Stand by. Let's give a listen to what YouTube said is not ad-worthy.
According to this article at Medical News Today, many breastfeeding proponents, I guess we would all be in that category today, also argue that breastfeeding has financial advantages over formula feeding. They say breastfeeding is free. But according to a new study, and that's what we're talking about, the notion that there's no cost associated with breastfeeding for the recommended amount of time is patently untrue, right? Breastfeeding, and I quote now, this is Mary C. Noonan, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Iowa. So you know this egghead's going to come out with something really dunderheaded. Stand by for this.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding for 6 months or longer is only free if a mother's time is worth absolutely nothing.
Okay, I'm lost there. I think that was a good segment, actually. That was only part of it, but I don't think we did anything untoward that wouldn't be advertiser-friendly. Do you?
I think we mentioned money.
We mentioned money.
But isn't that what advertising's about? Why would I? Money?
Yeah.
We hit them with.
You said, no, wait a minute. You said breast.
Which is like touching.
But you did say breast. So, I mean, is that going to make it? Like X-rated or something?
Oh, please. We have, like, there's porn on YouTube that people pay to watch. Or that
really?
People advertise on. Yes.
Well, okay, then. So there's
stuff on YouTube.
So why the heck would that be not the... I mean, the only thing we could figure is, like, that maybe the baby formula companies were, like, protesting anything that was pro-breastfeeding, maybe. But even then, I mean, aren't there, like, products like breastfeeding pillows that you can lay your infant on to make it easier? I mean, that could have been advertised
there. Are so many. There are breast pumps. There are maternity nursing wear tops. There are baby slings that make breastfeeding easier. There are the boppy pillows. There are so many products out there that advertisers... have. There are so many breastfeeding-friendly places. I mean, there are huge movements now and breastfeeding organizations, more than just La Leche League, but so many moms out there now trying to increase and promote breastfeeding for the health benefits. I don't know why it's not there. But, you know, there's an interesting point here. YouTube was actually created as a creative commons for the people. So, like, the content that most people put on there, that was our original creative content that was being entrusted to YouTube for other people to view for the convenience. Now it seems like, you know, they're biting the hand that feeds them. They got too big for their britches. Don't you think there are going to be other places that pop up now that will allow more of that freedom?
Well, I think inevitably there will be, but right now, as we've seen with the social media networks like Facebook, even Twitter, they have almost a monopoly, even though there could be other startups that could replace them. The more you find them doing things that are upsetting the people who utilize those platforms. But, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like what we've done on breastfeeding is fairly innocuous and very promoting of the health of children. And I just scratch my head and going, what did we say? What did we do? I can't figure it out.
Right. Did you end up asking them? Did you write them and ask them why it wouldn't be advertising worthy? I mean, I've never received a reply from Facebook when I've been banned for other things before. The March Against Monsanto in 2013, you know? So, who's to say?
Yeah, I don't know. Super Don, if you cussed out anybody at YouTube
I requested a second review, so we'll wait to see what they have to say.
All right, well, it's still up in the air then. All right, folks, we've got a lot more discussion, including an article about a study showing that there are no long-term cognitive benefits to breastfeeding. Uh-oh, is that sponsored by breastfeeding formula? There's no such thing as breastfeeding formula, is there? Just by YouTube, yeah, okay. We'll be right back with Tony Abbott.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, EPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, links are up to all the stories we're covering, as well as upcoming events. I'm going to be going to Toronto, Canada, Total Health, April 21, 22, 23. And that is their annual convention and exhibition for natural health and healing in Canada for the lay audience and doctors alike, which is going to be awesome. I'll be there with Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc Detox, Ty Bollinger, Paul Barrettiero, and more. It's going to be great. And then the Best Answer for Cancer out in San Diego, that's 27th through 29th. And guess who's going to be there with me? RSV and Dr. B, Dr. Rasha Bitar. So we don't get together as often as I'd like, so that's going to be a great opportunity for all of our folks on the West Coast, or if you travel from all over the world, come to the Best Answer for Cancer. Now, there's a couple of events that Joni Abbott's going to be doing, in the heartland, Midwest, we're going to talk about momentarily, but she's here from Homegrown Health, and we're talking about the breastfeeding issue. And, you know, we're still scratching our heads over what we did or didn't do, but regardless, we got to move on forward and look at the studies. You know, studies have shown repeatedly that breastfeeding is superior to all forms of artificial nutrition supplementation. God knew what he was doing when he made breasts and the milk that gives to the baby. So is there science now that's contradicting that? I'm not sure, but Joni is here to help us get through it all.
Hi. So there's a new study from CNN.com that quotes another study that says there are short-term benefits to breastfeeding, but that the long-term benefits really aren't there. By age five, both parents and teachers were, you know, asked to review the cognitive abilities of babies and or the children, and the long-term impact, they say, is far less with breastfeeding, and they are pretty much the same. Now, the study followed about, you know, 7,470 Irish children born full term from the time they were 9 months old. I find it interesting they don't say whether it was a natural birth or a C-section. And the establishment of the colonized gut from the gut microbiome greatly affects the neurology of babies. So your guts are second brain, so you're saying that breastfeeding has little impact on long-term cognitive development and behavior. These children were then evaluated at 3 and again at 5 years of age.
Mm-hmm. And so that was their long-term, 3 to 5 years? They didn't go out to 25, 45, 55 years?
Right. No, they didn't. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm like, either their plan to change public health for the worst is working here with this study of Irish children. They didn't state whether or not they were vaccinated, so we have no idea, you know, what because we have to look at the overall health picture. It's not just breastfeeding. Did they allow delayed cord clamping, again, for the latest transfer of microbes and stem cells and the last important blood transfusion from mother to baby at birth? All of that greatly impacts how a baby was born, how they thrive during breastfeeding, how long the mom breastfeeds. I mean, there are so many factors and variables that are not discussed in this study. But I got to tell you about this Brazilian study that did follow kids for 30 years, but it started in 1982. So let's think about our food supply worldwide in 1982. Pre-GMO, pre-glyphosate, we've had such a huge increase of chemicals being sprayed on our food. Think about the mass fluoridation, not only that, of arsenic and lead in our water. So we have poisoning of our water supply, poisoning of our food system. And I feel like this study kind of reveals the effects of what we're experiencing health-wise on a worldwide level versus a study that was just published in The Lancet of 6,000 babies from all backgrounds since 1982. They were breastfed long-term. They were found to be more intelligent, spent longer time in education, and they earned more money. 3,500 of them took an IQ test when they were 30 years old, and they proved to be more intelligent long-term, especially the longer they were breastfed. Now, this is a study that was published in The Lancet, and it was also published at TheGuardian.com on March 17, 2015. Dr. Bernardo Lessa-Horta. I can't read my own writing.
But well, it's because you weren't breastfed long enough.
I wasn't, but, you know, I did breastfeed my kids till they were about 3 and a half, each of them. So mm-hmm. That's how I racked up 18,000 hours on these puppies. But
wow.
You know what? They're still standing, and I'm so happy about that. Kids are definitely intelligent.
They're still standing better than they ever did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen, on a side note, too, I want to let folks know you're going to be, what is this, American, how is it, the ACA Country Music Awards? What are you going to do soon?
Well, as you know, I'm a mainstream DJ during the day, and then I'm an alternative media country mommy at night, the mom to all these three kiddos. So you can follow me on Instagram at the only Just Joni. And so my day job requires music, and I'm going to the ACM Awards, the Academy of Country Music Awards, this weekend in Las Vegas, and I get to interview, whoever comes down the radio row. So it's
nice.
Going to be a lot of fun. And,
it's only a matter
really
of time.
Yes, I love to engage with them about food and their diet and their health, and some respond really well. Others just need my help, the next day.
Right.
It just depends on who I run into.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as these, you know, musical geniuses, some of them are really great and some of them are whatever, but you're going to be there with them and it's going to be a lot of fun. But, I think, and we've talked about this off the air, the impact that you have on folks, and maybe some of them come out and speak out about their dietary shifts and their health challenges, but most don't think that that's part of their image, right? They're country music stars, for instance. So it's fascinating to see how open some of them are when you introduce them to these concepts or even find out that some of these people are already there.
Well, sometimes it's as a result of their own health crisis. I had one country music artist disclose to me he had liver failure because of all the alcohol and partying they did, and so now he doesn't do any alcohol at all, and he actually is trying to regenerate his liver through milk thistle and detox and cleansing. So we were able to have that conversation. Another country music star completely only grows heirloom vegetables. He has a 1,500-square-foot garden and is investing in bees. So it's a lot of fun. These guys are well-known. And it does really catch on. It doesn't matter who you are. We're all still humans and need clean food, clean water, and healthy bodies.
Right. Well, I'm just waiting for you to host that whole award show one day. That would be super cool.
So, well, we'll see. One step at a time.
Yeah, okay. I'm not rushing you or anything. But, hey, Joni, the upcoming events, and we have it linked up. I think there's a Facebook invite to the event. I'm not clear if this is at or with the Mandala Medical Group, or is this with our friends at was it Fresh Blends up there that we were at and broadcasted one day?
Yes, well, it's all three. It's all of us all coming together at once. April 19th, I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Shaw from Mandala Integrative Medicine, MIMQC.com, on gut microbiome and children and how important it is to maintain the gut health of our children, how I do that as a mom, the different things that I've done with raising kids outside of the modern medical model. And then coming up May 13th, Women's Integrative Lifestyle Forum, kind of like the one you did, only geared toward women. And this year we're going to have Christine Hassler. Now, she was interviewed, actually, by our friend Alexandra Jameson, so it's really cool. Our worlds are colliding. Christine Hassler is a life coach, and she's going to be one of our keynote speakers there at Rhythm City Casino in Davenport. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. The Women's Integrative Lifestyle Forum, May 13th.
Well, and they put on a real first-class day-long seminar event. I'm telling you, I was blown away going to Moline Quad Cities there, and just a beautiful hotel, first-class event, and they had it staged, and just very impressive. Like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. Not that I didn't think it would be wonderful, but I didn't expect it to be so high-end. You know, you feel like you're stepping into a really a very special event up there. So anywhere in the Midwest, you want to get over there. And I promise you, even though I'm not the weatherman for that part of the world, I can pretty much assure you it's not going to be in the teens in Fahrenheit when you're there at this time of the year.
No, it's not. Hopefully it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Thankfully it is indoors. And, you know, we're just looking to encourage women how to get more out of their life. We're going to have some juicy sex talk as well, hormones and gut health, and how we can just really encourage ourselves to thrive and survive and be in the fullness of our womanhood.
Okay. Now, getting back to the breastfeeding issue, there was a lady out in California. I don't know how recent this was. We talked about kind of crazy. She says she wants to force all women to work. So that would mean minimal to no breastfeeding. And seemingly there had to be a nefarious agenda behind this. Maybe I don't know why she thought what she thought, but you know, my concern is even beyond just the physical nutrition benefit of breastfeeding. It's the bonding time. It's the, you know, getting comfortable with a new environment, leaving from the womb out into this world. And I think well-adjusted within a family, with an expectation that there's some level of caring and love in your life versus, you know, having a mom disappear and go to work and then a nanny, a stranger, takes care of you. Granted, that's happened for a long time, but my preference and perspective on this is it may be out of whatever is considered the mainstream of feminism today. I'm not sure. But my concern, of course, is that they don't get socialized to be good little robot citizens by being pulled from the breast too soon. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it makes absolute and perfect sense. And, you know, breastfeeding for me was a whole approach to honoring not only my body for the systems that, you know, it produces milk, it's for the baby, but in honoring my child's and children's needs to have that close bonding time. You excrete oxytocin. There are so many love hormones and bonding hormones that happen. Babies, you know, need the breast. It helps regulate their breathing when baby smells mom close, you know, days after, within hours of birth, they recognize mom's smell, but it also regulates their breathing system. I mean, a calmer, well-adjusted, well-fed baby is going to be a much better citizen. In the long run, they're going to be better adjusted. They're going to have proper attachments. They're going to understand, you know, bonding and not have as many quirks and, I think, like, nervous behavior. There are long-term behavioral and cognitive studies done on breastfeeding, and not only just the health benefits, but also on the behavioral aspect as well. And the bonding is just so necessary in order to build stronger, healthier, happier families. And when we have healthier, happier families, we build a better country. We build better communities.
Yeah, and I don't want robot children that are basically obedient to the state. And, you know, that's another reason why stronger families that are more independent of state intervention are very important, but why they're also a threat to the power structure, and why they've, you know, these CPSs have been attacking families who believe extended breastfeeding is okay, is better, in fact, and also holistic health care as opposed to allopathic, toxicological, or toxic interventions.
Yeah, nature is always best, and, you know, we're mammals, and if we can leave other mammals alone in the animal kingdom, why don't we deserve the same honor?
All right. Well, we're going to step into it when it comes to boys and girls. Joni's going to stick with us. There's a jewelry store that's in a bit of trouble. We'll explain why after this. We'll see if it's funny or it's not.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour we'll answer that question. Are multivitamins worthless? Yes, we'll answer it once and for all, but you got to stick around after the news. That's coming up. We still got bonus time now with Joni Abbott, and there was a commercial that was brought to our attention. Somebody's in real hot water. Where is this Super Don? Where is this jewelry store that's in trouble?
This is actually a billboard.
A billboard
that went up in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
Asheville,
okay,
so, as a matter of fact.
All right, Asheville, North Carolina, which is kind of a new agey place. Our buddy King Bio is there. We might have to call Dr. Frank King about that. But let's hear the news reports of why they got into trouble, this billboard promoting jewelry.
This morning, the owners of a North Carolina jewelry store are apologizing for a billboard some people want taken down. It says, and you see it here, quote, "Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls." The owners of Spicer Green Jewelers in Asheville say they never intended to hurt anybody.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls.
Yeah.
I hope that.
No,
I hope,
oh, my God.
You gotta look at this billboard, because what happens is they've got the name of the jeweler over on the one side, and then there's all of these, like, jewels and gems,
yes,
and diamonds and stuff and everything that are,
right,
surrounding these words, and it says, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls. It's a play on words, obviously.
Yes,
you know, that you can.
I don't know if millennials will understand this. Let me hear another clip. It might be a throwback thing.
Billboard was intent to be a nostalgic thought of a childhood teaching that it's not okay to throw rocks at girls, it's not okay to throw rocks at anyone. It saddens me that it was taken that way, because it certainly wasn't intended.
Okay, so they were talking about rocks, a.k.a. jewels. There was a time, Joni, that we knew jewels as rocks, right? I mean, I don't think they're referred to that way anymore, are they?
No, jewelry is not referred to as rocks. The only rocks that I have are like crystals and healing rocks and things that.
Oh, but
you know,
listen, I've heard somebody say, you know, you'll see somebody with like a new engagement ring, and you look at it and go, "Wow, that he got you a big rock."
Look at rock. That rock.
I've heard of that.
Not unprecedented, but
I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard it, but it's not okay. And you know, I mean, for me, what bothers me the most is, like, you know, the whole Marilyn Monroe, diamonds are a girl's best friend, a material girl,
right,
from Madonna. Like, pop culture has really, you know, put it to that. It's almost like implying that women are suckers for shiny jewelry things, and that's what appeals to us, and that's what, like, the only, it almost is, it's so shallow. It's really shallow. It's a shallow approach to women in the way that, you know.
So you would find this billboard to be offensive?
I would just find it not in good taste. I don't know if I would go so far as to give them as much energy to be offended, because that takes a lot of energy to be offended. Yes. Like, you know, somebody else being stupid, that's not my problem, that's on them, kind of a thing. But I think overarching idea, I think it's done in, poor taste. And they probably didn't think it through all the way, though they were kind of trying to do a play on words. I understand that it was likely the intention was not to put down women. But, you know, in our society, there are, unfortunately, a lot of little things here and there, like the boy is only picking on you because he likes you, things like that.
I think they're going to donate to, you know, like charities for battered women or something to kind of make up for it. So maybe, you know, it'll be good in the end. But it kind of reminds me of that billboard in the South you see everywhere. Is your wife hot? Call, you know, such and such air conditioning.
Air conditioning, right? Yeah, absolutely.
That one's a little more.
It plays on the whole,
It's a little more innocuous. But there are a couple of things, Super Don. It's not just in North Carolina. Apparently it's Fenton, Michigan.
Yeah, this was kind of just an oops here as I was searching for audio for the story. Apparently, North Carolina is not the only place that has done this.
Sawyer Jewelers, the only place in Fenton where sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls.
Okay, so they're actually using a female voice. Look at this one, Odessa.
And the female doing it, yeah.
I mean, maybe you can hear through it there, but there's one in Odessa, Texas as well. Let's hear this.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls. Thomas Carroll Jewelers, Santa Fe Square in Odessa.
You know what? Ooh, I like it when the girl does it better. That sounds a little scary when the boy, the man, says it. It's okay to throw rocks at girls. You can kind of hear it in the voice of the woman saying it. Do you hear a difference there?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it surprises me that she would do that. I think, you know, and you kind of have to excuse me for this a little bit because, you know, having been someone who has, you know, been in an abusive relationship and having been abused, I'm gonna say, yeah, it was probably not in their best interest.
Not in good taste.
Awareness about it. Yeah. It's not in good
taste. It's good perspective, Jones.
A little bit of awareness is better than not.
Well, that's why we have you here for.
He just sees the humor.
For that kind of awareness, we have Joni Abbott. We're out of time. We'll be back next hour with more healing of a variety you don't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Thank you, Joni Abbott, and we hope to see you soon. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.